Okay, so may study notes tayo sa Book of Proverbs, Chapter 1. Sa aklat tayo ng Proverbs, Chapter 1. Sa Tagalog, yung Proverbs, mga kawikaan. Dahil merong mga maikling mga kawikaan at punong-puno ng wisdom itong book na ito. So, katatapos natin pag-aralan yung Book of Psalms. So, naalala ninyo, yung Book of Psalms is a psalm of devotion. It's a songbook, a theological songbook of Israel. So, baka isipin ng tao yung mindset ng Kristiyano ay panglangit lang. Kaya binigyan tayo ng Book of Proverbs. Dahil ito ay wisdom galing sa Diyos para sa buhay natin sa lupa. So, this is the law of heaven for life on earth. All right, so a little more emphasis on the practical things compared to the Book of Psalms. Now, who wrote the Book of Psalms? Who? King David. Who wrote the Book of Proverbs? King Solomon. So we have that. We spent some time in that. So natuklasan din natin sa Book of Psalms, merong tatlong bahagi. May prologue, verse chapter 1, verse 1 hanggang 7, verse 1 to verse 7, prologue, introduction kumbaga. Tapos merong monologue, yung pinaka-body ng Proverbs, punong-puno yan, from chapter 1, verse 8 hanggang chapter 29. So, kabuuan ng Proverbs. Tapos yung last two chapters, we discover that to be the epilogue, yung afterword. So, chapter 30, 31. And then, yun ang conclusion ng aklat ng Proverbs. By the way, sometimes, ang ugali ng ibang Kristiyano ay nagbabasa lang sila ng isang chapter ng Proverbs kada araw ng buwan. Dahil may 31 chapters ito, halos lahat naman ng buwan, maliban ng February, maabot mo yung 30 tsaka 31. And so, some Christians read Proverbs a day. So, maganda yun, no? Narinig ba ninyo yung apple a day? Keep the doctors away. So, you say, pag kumain ka ng masustansya, hindi ka magpapadoktor masyado. So, pag nag-proverbs ka araw-araw, a proverbs a day keeps sin away. Amen? So, that's the mindset. And some Christians really practice reading a proverb a day, and they do that for most of their Christian life. I wonder, does anybody do that here? Do you do that? Do you practice a Proverbs a day? Now, I don't do it, but I am amazed that some people do that. And wow, imagine the Word of God in the Book of Proverbs, absorbing it every day of the month. A proverb a day for 365 days. So napakaganda talaga ng Book of Proverbs. And tonight, we're going to look at just the introduction from chapter 1, verse 1 hanggang 7. And we're going to look at this. Maraming mga words ito. These are heavy words. But I think if we just write it down, it can become clear. Maging malinaw ito sa atin. All right, so there are several. Sa prologue, chapter 1, verse 1 hanggang verse 7. Ito yung introduction natin. Merong objective si Solomon kung bakit niya sinulat yung Book of Proverbs. So there's a reason why the Book of Proverbs is written. And Solomon gave us 7 to 12 reasons in verses, the first 7 verses. There's at least 12 reasons for it. So some spot 7, I spot 12 if you really want to just take it apart, which I'm interested in doing that. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 2. Basahin lang natin yung verse 2, tapos mag-pray tayo, hingi tayo ng tulong sa Panginoon, tapos pag-aralan natin yung verse, first 7 verses. Let's read verse number 2 together. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Let's pray and ask God to bless. And Father in heaven, as we open the book of Proverbs, we are asking, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts regarding the reasons why King Solomon would write this entire book of Proverbs and how important it is for us to understand these things so that we can apply it to our lives. And I believe, Father, we would live differently if we would apply the book of Proverbs. We would live unto your honor and to your glory, and it would be a big blessing to our lives. So help us, Lord, to understand and help us to apply these things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, so tingnan natin, ilista natin yung mga objectives ni King Solomon. By the way, di ba napakaganda ng plano ng Diyos? Kung meron kang goal sa buhay, kailangan meron kang plano kung paano maabot mo yung goal mo sa buhay. So this is a biblical practice. So sabi ni Solomon, magsusulat ako ng aklat at bibigyan ko kayo ng mga objectives kung ano yung goal ko. Tapos, from chapter 1 verse 8 hanggang 29, 30 to 31, ipapakita ko sa inyo kung paano maabot natin yung goal na yon. Okay? So young people, tandaan ninyo, kailangan meron kayong goal. Goal. Tapos, pag alam nyo na yung goal ninyo, ano yung goal sa Tagalog? Layunin, no? Ano yung layunin natin? Ano yung target natin na gusto mangyari? No? Goal. Kailangan, pag naalam nyo na kung ano yung goal mo, kailangan, lalagyan mo yan ng plan. Hindi leche plan, ha? Leche plan. Plan, hindi flan. Okay. So, yung plan, paano ko maaabot yung goal na yun? Halimbawa, yung mga young people, gusto kong mag-graduate ng high school. Gusto kong mag-graduate ng college. Ngayon, ano yung plano ko para makagraduate? O, yun. Ilaan mo na nun yung plans. So, Solomon has goals. And he's gonna take the rest of the book of Proverbs to attain that goal. So, tingnan natin yung mga goals ng Proverbs. All right? So, chapter 1, verse 1 to 7, eto yung mga goals. All right, anong nakikita natin sa verse number 2? What goals do you see in verse number 2? To know. Yun muna. To know. So, meron siyang gusto niya na malaman natin ang mga bagay na ito. He wants us to know these things. Na pag sinabing know, ibig sabihin, alam ko itong bagay na ito. I have a cognizant awareness of a fact. I know this for a fact. I possess information. I know. Okay? So, I have information. I know. Ano yung dapat nating malaman? To know what? To know wisdom. So, yun ang pinakauna. To know wisdom. Number two, to know instruction. Okay, so God uses Solomon to teach us Proverbs so that we can know or possess information about wisdom. Pag sinabing wisdom, ang ibig sabihin ng wisdom ay skills. Kasanayan. Now, young people, hindi lahat ng ginagawa natin ay natural na lumalabas sa puso natin o sa pagkatauhan natin. Marami tayong mga bagay na dapat matutunan at hindi lang mapulot at matutunan, kundi dapat pagtiyagaan natin at paghirapan natin para talagang maging skillful tayo. Ano yung skillful sa Tagalog? Bihasa. Okay, so halimbawa may karpintero. Nung sinilang siya, natural ba sa kanya yung pagkakarpintero? Sometimes, merong ganon. Pero madalang, ang natural, mahusay siya sa mga gamit, mahusay siya sa mga stuff or whatever, materials. Pero yung pagkakarpintero, yung pagguhit, yung pag-cut, yung pagpako, yung paggawa, natutunan niya yon. That's a skill na nadagdag sa kanya. Hindi likas. Yung likas, ang tawag natin doon, talent. Yan, likas yan. Yung iba sa inyo, may talent kayo sa pag-aawit. Yung hindi nyo na pinagtsatsagaan pa mag-voice lessons. no? Na hindi masama ang voice lessons. Dahil yung voice lessons, madadagdag sa iyo yung talent mo, madadagdagan ng skills. Amen? So you see that? So yung Book of Proverbs, binigay sa atin para matutunan natin ang skills. Skills patungkol saan? Skills in godly life, in godliness. Ba, may skills pala sa godliness? Yes! Hindi automatic sa Kristiyano na siya ay maka-Diyos. Meron tayong mga dapat na gawin, paghirapan, pagsikapan, para maabot natin yung skillful living in godliness. Malinaw ba ito? Okay? Alright? So, isa sa mga skills na pinag-aaralan natin na dapat natin matutunan para maging godly, prayer. Oh. Halimbawa lang yun, that's prayer. Yung prayer ba, pwede bang matutunan yon? Yes. Yung iba sa atin, naligtas tayo, late na sa buhay, hindi pa tayo nakarinig ng godly prayer hanggat marating tayo sa church at makarinig tayo ng ganun pala ang prayer sa Diyos, sa pamamagitan ni Kristo, sa kapangyarihan ng Banal na Espiritu Santo. Do you understand that? So that's a skill you develop, that you learn it. It's not natural. It's something that it's an additive, and you work at it and work at it and work at it until you become skillful at it. So this is the Book of Proverbs. God is going to show us some things that we should work on. And we're going to be skillful at it if we stay with it and stay with it and not neglect these things. So, to know wisdom, to know instruction. Now, instruction. Ang idea ng instruction, discipline. Disciplina. That's the idea of the word instruction, to know a message about how to do something through discipline and education. So tingnan mo ang wisdom ng Panginoon, to know instruction, para matutunan mo yung discipline and education. Education. Para may alam ka. Question, kung ang tao walang disiplina, may edukasyon ba yon? Pwede ba nating turuan ang isang bata na hindi marunong makinig? Pwede ba yon? Hindi pwede. And so we have to learn, we have to be disciplined. There has to be a discipline. Kaya yung church attendance is a discipline. Yung buong buhay natin bilang Kristiyano ay isang discipline. Kaya ang tawag sa atin, disciple. From the word discipline. You know, we cannot be a skillful disciple kung hindi natin pinaghihirapan, pinagtatrabahuan yun. So, there has to be discipline. So, maganda yung church, kasi sa church, natututunan natin magbasa ng Bible, nakikita natin yung disiplina ng pag-a-attend ng church, pinag-aaralan natin, Sunday School, Joshua. Sa mga teens, pinag-aaralan ninyo, ilang linggo na kayo, The Life of Paul. Lahat yan, nadadagdagan yung discipline and education ninyo. Tapos Sunday morning, Book of Ephesians. Sunday afternoon, Book of Matthew. At ano pang mga books na dinaanan na natin? If you are faithful, you will have knowledge of instruction. Makukuha mo yon. All right. So, to know wisdom, to know instruction. What is another objective? Verse number 3. Wait. To perceive. Iba ito. Number 3. To perceive. What does perceive mean? E before I. Except for chicken. Whatever. Perceive. To perceive. Ano? The words of understanding. Understanding. So, anong ibig sabihin ng perceive? What does the word perceive mean? Well, yung idea ng word perceive na maunawaan natin ito mentally with our mind. We perceive words of understanding. Ano yung understanding dito? Discernment, comprehension. Discernment. Ang problema ng mundo natin, hindi alam ng mundo ang tama at mali. Wala silang perception of words of understanding. Wala silang ganun. Kaya sa mundo natin, hindi nila alam kung ano ang lalaki, ano ang babae. Yung mga mambabatas natin, hindi nila alam. Pwede bang isulong yung divorce? Pwede ba yung lalaki tsaka lalaki mag-marry? Hindi nila alam ang salita ng Diyos. Kaya ang lipunan natin, hindi pa magulo. Magiging magulo in the future. Lalo na pag sinabi, gusto kong pakasalan yung aso ko. Hindi na yan transgender. Transspecies na. Ha? Ituring mo ako, pusa ako. Nyaw? Nyaw. Nyaw? I am a cat. Sikat. Sikat-cat. Anyway. So, yung mundo natin magiging magulo. Mas lalong magiging magulo. Hindi pa ho natin nakita ang katapusan ng train. So, saan natin makikita yung right and wrong? Number two, hindi lang right and wrong ang importante. Right and wrong, hindi sa standard ng mundo. Right and wrong sa standard ng salita ng Diyos. The words of understanding. Discernment, comprehension. That's the important. We need to perceive these things. We need to understand it with our mind. Ah, yung ginagawa nila, mali. According to the Word of God. Hindi ang standard natin yung ginagawa nila, mali. According to the law. Ha? Huh? Let me give you an example. Si Peter at saka si John. Sabi ng batas sa kanila, huwag kayong mangaral sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Anong ginawa ni Peter and John? Sumunod ba sila sa batas ng tao? No, they disregarded the laws of man. We would rather follow God than man. Where did they get that wisdom from? That came from God. They perceive words of understanding. Meron silang perception. Ha? Hindi mo kami pwedeng bawalan na mag-preach sa ngalan ni Kristo. Pwede mo kaming bawalan. Kayong mambabatas. Pero lalabag kami sa batas ninyo kasi tao lang kayo. You see that? Now, yung ginawa ba nila, is it criminal? Yung ginawa nilang paglabag sa batas, criminal ba yon? Criminal yon yung kapanahonan nun ng Roma. That was a crime. Now, was that sin? No, it wasn't sin because they did not transgress the law of God. So see, I want you to see this. Not every crime is a sin. It depends upon the law. Is it a law that is godly or it is a law that is ungodly? For example, divorce bill, yun ang pinag-uusapan ngayon sa Senado. Eventually, gusto nilang i-approve yung divorce. Now, kung yung law nagsasabi pwede na ang divorce, ano yung law ng Diyos? Nagkandara pa yung dalawang senado kasi sabi ng isa, saan sa Bible yung till death do us part? Wala sa Bible yon, sabi. Yun, kamangmangan yun kasi hindi naman nagbabasa ng Bible. Nagtatanong nga, saan? Nandyan sa Bible, ano mong sinabi ng Bible? What God has put together, let no man put asunder. So, kung sino yung nagpakasal, hindi pwedeng magkaroon ng tao na magde-divide sa kanila. Kahit na mapalitan pa ang batas, again, the law of God is the higher law. It's His Word. And we need to perceive words of understanding. So yung book of Proverbs, bibigyan tayo ng perception of understanding or comprehension, discerning right and wrong according to the standard of God's word. Okay? All right, next. Ano pa?
Number four. To perceive words.
Ano?
To receive. Naho, to receive. To receive what?
Instructions.
Plural or singular? Instruction of apat na bagay, four things. Wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Okay, now, this is the problem. Etong problema. Hindi ho natural sa tao na magtanggap ng instruction galing sa Diyos. Hindi likas sa tao yung mag-receive ng instruction ng wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. Alam mo ang gusto ng tao? Gusto kong gawin yung gusto kong gawin. Kahit nalabag sa salita ng Diyos, basta gusto ko, yun ang gagawin ko. So it is not natural for man to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Now, is it needed? Is it necessary? Yes. Is it desired? No. Okay? This is the conflict. Dito tayo nagkakaroon ng problema. Magulang, sasabihan kita kung anong dapat mong gawin. Instruction. Anak, huwag mong gawin yan. Yung anak naman, Baka hindi naman ganun masyado, pero I'm just saying, teacher, estudyante, huwag kayong late. That's instruction. Sa estudyante, they receive it or hindi? Estudyante, may deadline yung paper ninyo. Pagdating ng October, kailangan tapos na yung project. Did you receive the instruction? Ang gusto ng estudyante, sa Pasko na lang, sa December na lang, patang no October, napakaaga. Hindi likas sa tao yung gusto ng instruction. Yung mga church members, pag sinabi ng pastor, okay, do you get this? Is it true? Yes. Yung receive, ibig sabihin tinatanggap. Yung instruction, this is the most unique. This is the unique Hebrew word. Alright? Yung instruction dito, pagsaway. Reproof. Rebuke. Chastisement. Puros negative. Restraint. Can I make it more practical? Instruction is when your parents say no. Instruction is when God says no. Instruction is when your pastor, your spiritual leader, your missionary says no. And you want the answer is yes. So the question is, pagdating sa reproof, rebuke, chastisement, restraint, pagsaway, do you receive it or do you reject it? Wisdom will teach you to receive instruction. Is this good? Tahimik kayo ah. You are very quiet. Mga teenagers? Teenagers, man. So teenagers have an idea. They know everything. I know it all. And they receive not instruction. They don't like restraint. They don't like reproof. They don't like chastisement. They don't like rebuke. Nobody likes rebuke. Nobody. Student, child, church member, nobody likes rebuke. But I'll tell you right now, if you're a parent, you better know how to rebuke your child. If you're a teacher, you better know how to rebuke your students. If you're a pastor or missionary, you better know how to rebuke your people. Because it's necessary. And it's important to be able to receive these things. So, the restraint or the no of wisdom. The restraint or the no of justice. The restraint or the no of judgment. The restraint of equity. You know why I can't let you do that? Because it's not fair. It would not be fair to your sibling or to this person or to the next student or to the next church member. So I'm restraining you. I'm telling you no. You know why I'm telling you no? Because that's my judgment. So may mga kaso talaga, a parent has to make judgment. Natural sa parent na magkaroon siya ng hushatol, husga. Nay, pwede ba akong matulog doon? Oh, sabi ni nanay, hindi. Oh, that is a judgment. Ngayon, yung bata, nay naman, paminsan-minsan lang. Alam mo naman, Nagbigay na ng judgment yung nanay, dapat receive mo na yung instruction. Yung bata na may wisdom, sige nay, baka next time na lang. Yun. Baka pagbigyan ka, dahil nakikinig ka. Pero kung, nay naman, sige, pag natulog siya, tatakas ako. Tatakas ako sa gabi. Sakay ako ng puting van. Kasi sabi nila, may tuta doon. Cute naman yung mga tuta. Wow. That's the no of justice. That's not right. You know why a teacher or a parent or a pastor has to tell church members no? It's just not right. It's not right. Hey, pastor, pwede ba akong wag na lang magpabaptize? It is not right. It's not right. Attend na lang ako ng attend, pero hindi ako magko-commit. That is not right. That's not right. Lahat tayo merong isang hakbang na dapat gawin sa paglago spiritually. And it is not right if you decide, hanggang dito lang ako para sa Panginoon. That is not right. It's not the right, it's the no or the restraint of wisdom. Alam mo, anak, kaya sinasabi ko sa iyo, wag muna, kasi hindi pa tamang oras. Dad, gusto kong mag-drive. Huh? Alam ko, gusto mo mag-drive, pero hindi pa oras. Kailan ako pwede mag-drive, Dad? Pag 17 ka na, meron ka ng student permit. Pero gusto kong mag-drive ngayon. Oo. Sa tamang oras, sa tamang edad. Sige, Dad, try natin. Kahit na I am underage, sige. Oh, yung parent na may utak, may wisdom, wag muna, hindi pa tamang time. So this is something that Proverbs teaches us. Okay? All right, ano pa? What else do we have? So instruction to receive instruction ng mga bagay na ito. What else? Number 5. To what? To give. Ano?
Subtlety.
Subtlety. To the simple, no? Simple. Subtlety to the simple. Yung subtlety, ang ibig sabihin ng subtlety, prudence or craftiness, kaalaman, yung ahas na nagtukso kay Eva, yung ahas na yun ay napakatalino. It was a beast that was very wise and subtle. Kasi tinarget niya si Eva. Hindi niya tinarget si Adan. Kasi yung Diyos, kinausap niya si Adan. si Adan dapat kinausap niya si Eva. Eh, alam mo naman yung mag-asawa, hindi nag-uusap yan. Kaya tinarget ni Satanas yung member ng family na hindi nakarinig sa Diyos. Ang problema, nandun si Adan. Hindi dinepensa ni Adan, hindi prinotekta ni Adan yung kanyang asawa. So the devil was subtle. He knew he couldn't get Adam, he was gonna get Eve. And Eve was fooled. She was beguiled, the scripture says, by a subtle serpent. Now, itong subtlety, binibigay ng Diyos yan sa simple. Sino yung simple sa Bible? Yan yung simple, yan yung kabataan na inosente, na walang alam. Naive sa English, naive. Walang alam, kabataan lang siya. Okay? So, may mga kaalaman na gustong ibigay sa, ng Diyos sa tao na walang malay o hindi alam. Okay? So, that comes from Proverbs. It'll give a subtlety to the simple. So, masama ba na maging simple ang tao? Is it wrong for a person to be simple-minded? Hindi naman. Pero ang masama kung manatili siyang simple. Young people, your life is going to become complicated as you get older. Ngayon, yung buhay ninyo, panatilihin yung simple. Gumising, kumain, mag-aral. Umuwi, matulog. Gumising, kumain, mag-aral, matulog. Gumising, kumain, mag-aral, matulog. Simple! Simple! Huwag mong complicate yung buhay mo kasi natural na magiging complicated yan pag nag-graduate ka na. Pero sa ngayon, keep your life simple. But don't remain simple. And God gives us wisdom to become wise and crafty about different things. What else? To what? Number six? To give, ano? What? To give. So young men naman. Young men. Knowledge and discretion. Okay. Yung simple, meron ba siyang subtlety? Meron o wala? Kaya nga dapat ibigay, wala siyang ganun. Eh yung young man, ano yung wala sa kanya? Knowledge and discretion. Brother Bill, ano yung discretion? Discretion is the ability to judge wisely. To make the right decision. Young man has no capacity to make right decision or right choices unless it is given to him. So where do we get the capacity to make right choices and right decisions? With knowledge, with understanding, with knowing these things. We get it from the Word of God. We get it through the Holy Spirit of God. Okay? Hopefully in a biblical church. Kasi sa Bible mo lang matututunan lahat ito. Hindi ito tinuturo sa eskwela. Ang assumption ng eskwela, alam na ng mga bata ito. When in reality, hindi alam ng bata ang mga ito. Kailangan matutunan. Kailangan ibigay sa kanila. To give. So parents, sa lahat ng binibigay niyo sa mga anak ninyo, bigyan nyo nga sila ng knowledge. Bigyan nyo sila ng discretion. Turuan nyo yung anak ninyo. Oy anak, itong mga nasabi ko sa iyo, huwag mong sabihin sa kahit kanino. Nakakahiya yun. That's discretion. You teach your child to be quiet about personal matters. Teach them. Guide them. Hey son, this here is sensitive information. Don't talk about this. Hey, son, you be quiet about this. You're teaching them discretion. When to say, when not to say. When to speak, when not to speak. Ang tao na walang discretion, walang control sa kanyang bibig. Kung anong laman ng utak, laman ng puso, lumalabas palagi. Hindi nagtitimpi, hindi marunong isaradong bunganga. So discretion will help you with that young man. So yung mga young people, huwag kayong magalit. Okay, I'm just telling you the truth. You don't have to be upset. I'm just saying it comes with youth, a lack of knowledge and understand discretion. It's a lack of that. And the only way you'll receive it is if it's given to you by God. The question is, are you going to take it when it's being taught, when it's being explained? All right, so we have that to a wise man, to the young man, knowledge, discretion. All right, so, tapos, may extra dito, may wise man. A wise man, sabi ng Bible, a wise man will hear and increase learning. Okay, so ngayon, may simple man, may young man, may wise man. So tingnan mo yung Proverbs. Alam ng Diyos, magsisimula lahat tayo sa simple. Tapos magiging kabataan, young. Tapos magiging wise. Yun ang plano ng Diyos. Man, women, child, doesn't matter. Okay? Na paano ka magiging wise? A wise man will hear and will increase learning. Kung gusto mong madagdagan yung learning mo, di matuto kang makinig. This is the key. Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you see, hearing. O, saan ka makakarinig ng Word of God? Sa church. O, di kaya pagbabasa ng Bible sa bahay mo. You are hearing the Word of God. You will increase learning. Those who listen well, learn well. Those who don't know how to listen, they learn nothing. Zero. Are you listening? Are you listening? Ah, baka nagpe-pray na kayo. Hear and increase learning. Kasi ang turo ng mundo, experience para matutunan mo. Hindi ho tama yun. Demonyo yun. That's devilish. I need to experience sin so that I know sin is bad. Okay? So, just so you know, I never experienced adultery to know that adultery is wrong and sinful. Hindi ko na kailangan dumaan pa sa experience ng mga lunya ko para malaman ko mali pala ang adultery. Do you understand that? I don't have to take drugs in order to know that drugs is wrong. I don't have to smoke or drink alcoholic beverage to know that alcohol is wrong. I don't need it. I can just hear what the scriptures say and apply that and avoid everything that's Amen. Sinful and wrong. Oh, Proverbs chapter 30. Dadaan din tayo sa Proverbs. May prohibition pala sa alak. Yes, the book of Proverbs talks about, look not upon the wine when it is red. Oy, red wine. Yes, bawal yun. Sabi ng Bible, wag mo lang tingnan. Hindi tikman. Tingin lang, hindi na pwede. Mas malala pa yung titikman mo. Mm. So anyway, but going back to this, the world says experience so that you can learn. That's the dumbest thing on earth. The Bible says, hear, and you can increase learning. So, kaya nga maraming examples sa Bible ng mga Bible characters na pwede mong pag-aralan. Ah, mali pala si David kasi tumingin siya sa isang hubad na babae. Oh, nag-desire siya. O ngayon, nagkaroon ng adultery. Namatay yung baby nila. Anong lesson sa atin yon? Huwag kang mag-adultery o mag-fornication. Yun ang turo nun. Ladies, huwag kayong hubad. Men, huwag kayong tumingin. This is everything. God gave us enough examples in the scriptures so that we don't have to experience the sin to know that sin is wrong. Imagine yung mga heart hirap sa buhay, hindi mo maranasan dahil iniwasan mo. Ha? Yung unggoy na boyfriend na lalapit sa iyo. Ha? Na hindi naman hindi alam si Jesucristo, hindi alam ng ang Bible, pero lalapit sa iyo. Uy. Boyfriend girlfriend na tayo, ha? Uy, unggoy. May trabaho ka? Ha? Anong trabaho? Yes. Akala mo magde-date lang tayo ng shota-shota lang or whatever? Ha? Bibili ka ng lupa o hindi? Ay, akala ko ano lang, puppy love lang tayo ng puppy. Huh? You're a pig. Not a puppy, you're a pig. Dog. Anyway. Ang sinasabi ko lang, yung Bible, hear and increase learning. That's how you know a person is wise. How do you know a person is simple? They don't have subtlety. How do you know a person is a young man? He doesn't have knowledge and discretion. Just know that. All right? Now, is it wrong to be a young man? No. But it's wrong if you don't increase in knowledge and discretion. You see? All right, wise man. All right, a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding. Man of understanding. Ano daw? Shall attain. Ooh, this one's a big word. Attain. Unto wise counsels. Ang tao na puno ng understanding, ginagawa niyang lahat para makuha niya yung advice ng matatalino. Do you understand this? Pakinggan niyo ako, young people. Malapit na akong matapos. Lahat ng natututunan natin ay 98% ng naririnig natin o nababasa natin, natututunan natin sa iba. We learn 98% of things from others. Did you hear what I said? 98% of what we know because of others. What I'm saying is, generally speaking, nobody is original. Everybody had to learn something from someone. So if you're a man of understanding, you will do all that you can to attain, to get. Ano yun? Attain what? Wise counsels. Brother Bill. So tandaan nyo ito. Before na mag-desisyon kayo ng mabigat na desisyon, humingi kayo ng counsel. Nay, tay, gusto ko kayong kausapin. Ano yun, anak? May gusto akong boyfriend sa eskwela. Oh, hindi masama pag-usapan yun. Before na ibigay mo yung puso mo sa iba, kausapin mo muna si tatay. Kausapin mo muna si nanay. Ikaw mag-desisyon nun. Hindi yung nakita mo yung unggoy, nahulog na yung puso mo. Huwag mong ibigay yung puso mo sa tao hanggat hindi ka po nag-humingi ng wise counsel. Pastor, gusto kitang kausapin. Ano yon? May nagliligaw sa akin. Oh, very good. Tinanong mo ba kung kilala niyo si Jesucristo? Hindi po. Oh, mangmang ka talaga. Hindi, biro lang. Pero tingnan mo, ah, you have to attain. Kaya kami, my brother RJ and I, we are studying seminary. Bakit? We want to attain. We are spending time. We are spending money. We are spending effort. We are spending brain cells to attain. May mga bagay sa buhay na hindi ho libre. You have to work to attain that. So do you want to attain wise counsel? Then you got, you know what? I made a decision long ago. If I'm going to buy a book, I'm going to buy a book written by a biblicist. Kaya kinokolekta ko yung mga books ng mga biblicist na nagsusulat. I want every book that a biblicist is writing. Why? I want to attain. I want to attain. Why do I have a library? I want to attain. Para pag tumayo ako, nangaral ako, at sinabi ko, itong salitang ito, ibig sabihin ganito, ito, ganito, 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 hindi ako mali. I looked up every, well not every, just about all the Hebrew words. And quite frankly, I'm not done learning Hebrew. Yung knowledge ko sa Hebrew, elementary. And I'm not happy about it. And you know what? I'm going to do my best before I die to attain. Because I want to be a man of understanding. Tingnan mo yung mga doktor, mga lawyers. Pag nagsalita yan, alam nila ang batas. Eh yung mga pastor, alam ba nila yung salita ng Diyos? Ha? Kaya ini-snub yan. Ini-snub yan ng mga tao kasi hindi nila alam ang salita ng Diyos. Greek, Hebrew, walang alam. English, mahirap. Don't talk to me. Biro lang, Jessica. I'm just joking, ha? But I want to attain. And I pray, I hope that you want to attain. You want to attain wise counsel. Do everything you can to get it. All right, ano pa? To give, why? Ano? Nasaan na ba tayo? To understand.
Number 7. To understand. Proverbs. To understand Proverbs. At saka dark sayings, no? To understand Proverbs and dark sayings. So that would be 8. And the interpretation thereof. No, that would be 8. Interpretation.
Words of the wise.
Dami.
Words of the wise. Tapos dark sayings. 9.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation. So that's context, interpretation, and application. CIA. To understand those things and in the interpretation. The wise words, it's the same idea as Proverbs. And the dark sayings, the same idea as Proverbs. So Proverbs is short, pithy statements that are true. They are wise words. And they are, sometimes they're dark sayings. Napakadilim na parang mahirap na interpret, ma-interpret. Pero binigyan naman tayo ng gabay ng Diyos kung paano mag-interpret ng salita ng Diyos. Number one, pinaka-importante sa lahat, yung Holy Spirit ng Diyos. Kasi kung wala yung Holy Spirit sa'yo, hindi mo talaga ma-interpret yung salita ng Diyos. The natural man, we're talking about the wise man, man of understanding, the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. All right. So number 7, verse 7, last but not the least, the fear of the Lord, which we talked about last Sunday, or last Wednesday, is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise, I know, wisdom and instruction. So tingnan mo kung paano yung verse 1, or verse 2, sinasarado ng verse 7. A fool despises wisdom and instruction, but a wise man wants to know wisdom and instruction. So tingnan mo yung buhay mo. Are you a fool? Pagdating sa wisdom and instruction, ayaw mo nun? Or are you wise? Lord, turuan mo ako. Tulungan mo ako, Lord. Wala talaga sa akin ito. Pero kung tulungan bigay mo sa akin, Lord, tatanggapin ko. I will receive the instruction, Lord. So now, yan ang foundation natin. Ito yung mga hinahanap natin sa buong book ng Proverbs. Kaya ito yung batas ng Diyos para sa buhay natin sa lupa. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for these challenging words, these the goals of the book of Proverbs. And certainly we can meditate on these things and think about them. But more importantly, help us to really take it to heart. There are some things that we need to grow in. There are a lot of things that we need to receive. There are a lot of things that we need to know, that we need to understand and perceive. A lot of things that we need to interpret correctly. I pray, Father, that we would be the wise man. We would be the men of understanding. Help us not to remain simple, and certainly help us not to be foolish. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.